cause all sorts of problems in the community.
Summer says if there is an indictment of Officer Darren Wilson and all the evidence is aired, that could possibly avert any violence. For now, the community of Ferguson just waits. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, St. Louis.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
And good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's get a look at the current tick from winter wheat for December. It's 603.5. That's down a half. July, 606.5, down 2.25. December wheat, it's at 543 right now, down 4.25. July wheat, 562.5, down 3.5. December corn, 368.5, that's down 4.25. March, 381.5, down 3, and now 3.25, down 4. December corn, 412, down 3.75. January beans, 1028.5, that's down 10.5. July beans, 1045, down 11.25. December bean meal, 376.30, down 210. December bean oil, 3276, down, that's up 0.07. December live cattle, 171.50, that's up 60. January feeder cattle, 237, even up 65. And December lean hogs, it's at 92.17.5, up 152.5. Now we're going to get some analysis from Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
What do you see ahead of us with this short trading week and the markets closed Thursday and moving on into next month?
Well, that's what everybody's mind's on, the short holiday-type trade. We're probably going to see some liquidation here to start with. Of course, the gray market's a little lower. Some of the traders are, you know, looking at the seasonality of this week, and oftentimes the market does try to close higher on Wednesday and then follow through again on Friday. Especially if we're lower here today and lower tomorrow, the seasonality is 85% of the time the market closes a little higher and Wednesday and 65% higher on Friday. So we'll see if that trend works. The thing is, the market's had a good run in through here, and as we start to get this time of year, trade starts to focus and wind down on holiday trade. We did see some sales this morning. We sold 116,000 tons of sorghum to unknown, sold 235,000 tons of beans to China, and 174,000 tons of meal to Taiwan. So we'll continue to see if we see these sales stay strong here.
Well, I wonder about January beans, if they can make a new high before the move, before the end of the month. Down right now, beans for next year, January down 9 as we speak.
That's a good question. If they're going to take a run higher, we kind of feel it'll be, you know, after this week into next week here. The thing is, we technically here we're in a situation where we're sort of setting up to may consolidate sideways. We just need to continue to see these sales remain strong and producers to be tie holders in order really to continue to move higher. So that'll be the big question here next week. A little longer term, it's just going to hinge a lot on the southern hemisphere. Thus far, we're seeing some fairly good rain events where they were dry earlier. Most of the beans are in the ground. We still got a little more activity to see take place there as far as getting the beans completely planted. But as we move through end of the year in here, it'll be quite interesting to see which direction we're moving.
What about the implications for corn? It's now a trap from export on the upper Mississippi. What's that meaning for exports in the basis with the earlier shutdown of the upper Mississippi for ice records that have been kept from since 1969?
Yeah, it's a good observation, good question there. What we'll have to do is, you know, continue to monitor the logistics of the whole corn sector with that movement shut down through there due, like you mentioned, to ice. Also, rails, awful hard to move stuff out on rail, too. It's going to keep the basis firm in the south, basically, where the grain's more readily free to move. So there's going to be some opportunities for producers in the South to enjoy a little higher bids due to the backlog in the upper Midwest. As we move into the spring, I think a lot of that grain is going to be wanting to move, so we'll see how it moves here once the river system unthaws later on this spring.
Well, if we're looking overseas, how do you think the news that China lowered its interest rate will, how will that have an impact on the nation to import soybeans?
Well, they is going to be an optimistic event as far as economy, price-wise. The thing on China is they import a lot of our beans here this early winter. They've bought a lot, and they're going to ship a lot because they're dealing with a logistics situation where they're buying and shipping from the northern hemisphere now. Then once the beans come online in the southern hemisphere, they got to move those ships to the southern hemisphere to start the process of moving beans from Argentina and Brazil to Asia. So that probably would be a more of a longer term effect here as we move down the road and see if that stimulates their economy and keeps their usage strong. What we've got to watch with China is we've got every boat floatable marine craft heading towards China right now with these beans, and so we'll watch and see if there's some unloading concern, backups at the port. We'll see if they'll want to play the game of actually canceling a few shipments due to quality. Then also, too, as we move into winter here, the thing on the bean and bean imports and bean demand is the bird flu issue. So it's going to be quite a dynamic market here this winter to watch and see what type of news comes out of China.
Anything else you're looking at from overseas?
Well, from the overseas point of view, one thing we need to keep an eye on is the dollar, the strength and weakness of the dollar. You know, traditionally, when we have a weak dollar, we see a lot of demand come here to the U.S. in the grain sector. But when the dollar gets stronger, it makes our commodities more expensive, not only to Europe, but we got to watch Japan and their economy. That could slow demand here if this dollar continues to strengthen, and that's kind of a long-term factor to keep an eye on.
Can we make a case for a sub 2 billion bushel carryover in January if on the WASD? If how does the USDA arrive at such a figure?
That's going to be the debate here as we go into year end. The trade's kind of banking on that maybe this corn yield's not quite as high as what they've been projecting. Then secondly, there's still that debate on how many harvested acres we're looking at, and the idea is that they need to lower the harvested acreage number. So when you subtract a little yield, lower the harvested acre number, and you lower the overall production a little bit, that's going to probably take the ending carry out below the 2 billion bushel mark. There's ideas we could be down to 1.6 billion bushel carry out in corn. I think we're probably about 1.8. We'll see how that unfolds. The key is make sure our usage still remains strong. And if that usage doesn't remain strong, it's hard to see that carry out drop much below there. And the usage, we need to make sure we'll keep moving the ethanol. Usage feed demand, we'll see how the winter goes here. If it stays cold, they'll continue to feed a little bit more. And also, like we touched on a little bit there with the exports, we need to make sure we keep exporting corn, because right now we're exporting beans, selling beans, exporting beans versus the corn.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
Well, the livestock sector is strong here. Seasonally, traditionally, this is a good up for hogs, particularly as these packers start to gather some inventory for Christmas ham demand. We'll see how that goes in through here. The cattle and feed report suggests that we're still looking at a tight situation as we move down the road here. It's going to be a longer-term process to replace some of these cattle numbers because of the reproductive cycle of the cattle. So when you look at what's going on in here, it looks like this meat sector is going to remain fairly strong here as we go into year end.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kurt.
All right. Take care.
All right. Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities and Normal. Now looking at the current tick. Winter wheat for December, 603.5. That's down a half. December wheat, 544, down 3 1/4. July, 563 1/2, down 2 1/2. December corn, 369, even, down 3 3/4. March, 382, down 3 1/4. January beans, 1033 1/2, down 5 1/2. July, 1049 1/4, down 7. December bean meal, 378.50, up 10. December soybean oil, 3286, up 17. December live cattle, 171.50, that's up 60. And January fetal cattle, 236.70, up 35. December lean hogs, 91.97 1/2, up 132 1/2. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 this evening around Champaign-Urbana. Snow likely this morning. Light accumulation, little or no accumulation. The high around 40 degrees. Winds up to 40 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Scattered flurries. A low of 22. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. A high of 32. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 25 degrees. 34 right now on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media. WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.
Nurse